弟兄姊妹，亲爱的朋友，大家好。
好。
今天是2016年的第一个主日。
This is the first week of year 2016.
我也很高兴能够有这个 honor， 第一个主日就来这边跟大家问安，并且一起分享主的话。
I'm greatly honored to be your first speaker for the year to share God's message.
我里面有个负担。
I have a burden in me.
每个礼拜天来讲一篇道不是一件困难的事情。
To come to a church to make a sermon is fairly easy.
但是最最重要的就是是不是神把这篇道摆在我的心里，借着圣灵，借着悟性的言语，能够与弟兄姊妹一同分享领受。
But whether this is a message God has put in my heart to share with you through His Holy Spirit.
所以当梁弟兄在问我2016年的 schedule 的时候，
That's why Mr. Liang asked me about the schedule for year 2016.
我第一次我就给他 book 了每个月一次。
I said I will come once a month.
但是我看看我心里的负担，好像不要拖一年，神在我里面摆了一个事情，叫我能够用简单的方式把神的旨意与弟兄姊妹都能够分享。
Right now I realize God has put a heavy burden on me to share His will with you.
讲神的旨意不是讲一次就完毕了。
When we talk about God's will, you cannot do it in one lecture.
当我们这十次、十二次把神的旨意讲清楚的时候，
So I plan to share with you in maybe 10 sermons about the will of God.
那几乎圣经我们也就跟着读一遍了。
We can almost go through the entire Bible.
不是一字一句的读。
Not word by word.
乃是看见神的工作、神的脚步，并且神的心意。
We want to follow His steps. We want to see the heart of God.
有许多弟兄姊妹。
There are many brothers and sisters.
特别是在生活遇到困难的时候，
Especially when we run into difficulty in our life,
要做决定的时候，
when we face decisions,
或者要做选择的时候，
when we have to make a choice,
都会来问，
we always come to ask,
神在这件事情上面的旨意是什么？
What is God's will in this matter?
会问这句话表示他尊主为大，对不对？
You ask this question, that means you do have regard for God's will.
这已经是表明了主是我的主，我在做事以前，在下决定以前，我希望问问我的主他的意思。
It does imply that Jesus indeed is your Lord, and you want to come to your Lord to ask for directions.
但可惜的是，
But unfortunately,
决定做完了，
After the decision is made,
苦难过去了，
After the suffering is over,
我们还是没有学到神永远的旨意。
Even after that, we still fail to learn what is the eternal will of God.
我们在今天的这个世上生活，
As we live our life today,
很多时候就好像去一个快餐店，
Very often is that we're going to visit a fast food store.
我们肚子饿了，
We are hungry.
我就跑到麦当劳里面，
you go to McDonald's.
点一号餐，
pick a number for the meal.
吃完以后就走了。
We go after we finish.
我们在学习神旨意的时候千万不能这样子。
But it should not be the case when you come to learn about God's will.
我们应当是用尽我们一生的时光，
We must spend a lifetime.
不管是自己的读经祷告，
Whether on your own Bible study,
与弟兄姊妹在主话语里面的交通，
or your fellowship with your brothers and sisters,
都让我们明白一件事情，
we should come to understand one thing,
叫我们心意更新而变化，
that our mind will be renewed and changed,
来查验何为神的良善成全可喜悦的旨意。
So we can come to know what is the perfect will of God for us.
我们开始，我们要读两段的圣经。
Yeah, two verses. I would like to read.
这两段圣经都是保罗对着哥罗西教会还有以弗所教会众圣徒的重要祷告。
These are the prayers that Paul made for the Church of Colossians.
他整个祷告的中心，等我们念完以后，我们心里就能够明白。
After you read the scripture, you will know the heart of Paul.
好，我们一起来念。
自从听见的日子，
就为你们不住的祷告祈求，
愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意，
好叫你们行事为人对得起主，凡事蒙他喜悦，渐渐的多知道他。
For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. We continually ask God to fill you with knowledge of His will through all the wisdom and understanding of the Spirit that the Spirit gives.
好，我们继续看第二段圣经。
The second scripture,
在以弗所书一章十五节。
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15.
我们请先念中文。
我既听见
你们信从主耶稣，
亲爱众圣徒，
就为你们不住地感谢神，求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他，也照明你们心中的眼睛，知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中所得的基业有何等丰富的荣耀，并向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大。
On verse 17, keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that you may know Him better. I pray that the eye of your heart may be enlightened, in order that you may know the hope to which you have been called, the riches of His glorious inheritance in the holy, in His holy people.
保罗对着这两个教会的众弟兄姊妹。
As Paul talked to these two church in the New Testament.
第一个，哥罗西的弟兄姊妹，保罗说，因为他们信了福音，在信心、爱心、盼望上都结果子，而且增长。
To the church in Colossians, the Paul said that as you come to believe in Jesus Christ, you might grow in your, you might be fruitful.
所以保罗为此继续的祷告，愿意他们在属灵的智慧上满心知道神的旨意。
Now that's why he continues to pray for them so that they may know God's will better. They might know it better.
在以弗所的弟兄姊妹
To the brothers and sisters in the church of Ephesians.
自从他们信了主耶稣基督
Ever since they heard about Jesus Christ.
彼此相爱，而且真理行在教会之中。
They love each other and live in the truth.
所以保罗又做了类似的祷告。
Again, Paul have a similar prayer for them.
每一次他都是求神把那智慧和启示的灵赏给教会，赏给弟兄姊妹，为了一个目的，要他们更完全的认识神。
Paul prayed that they may receive the spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that they may know God better.
满心知道神的旨意是非常重要的。
To know Him better is very important.
因为他说他的话，他的旨意就是真光。
Because God's word, God's will is the true light.
这个真光要照亮一切坐在死荫里、黑暗中心灵的人。
This bright light will bring light to people in darkness.
正如弟兄姊妹很清楚的一句话。
There is something that is very clear.
你的话是我脚前的灯，是我路上的光。
That's why we say His word is a lamp to our feet.
脚前有灯，路上有光，走起路来心里就没有害怕。
When there is lamp in our feet, light before us, we will have no fear.
甚至远处的目的地。
Even if we are going to travel to a far destination.
我们虽然还很远。
Even though we are still far away,
但是我们没有害怕。
We would not have fear.
前面的这条道路被光照得非常的明显。
Because the light show the way to go.
就像希伯来书十章第一节说，
just like in Hebrew chapter 10,
信就是所望之事的实底。
Faith is the thing that the thing we are sure of.
是未见之事的确据。
It's
the assurance for the uncertainty and sin. 所以很清楚哦，什么叫信心？信心就是保罗这里告诉我们的，要求，要祷告，求智慧和启示的灵住在我们里面。
So what is faith? Faith is to pray for the spirit of revelation and wisdom to come into our heart.
叫我们里面越来越认识神的旨意，越来越渐渐的更多的知道他的旨意。
So that we will continually know him better and understand his will.
所以我们看明了一件事情。
That's why I want to point out one thing.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
My dear brothers and sisters.
不论我们年轻还是我们已经年长，
Whether you are young or already old.
不论我们信主的年日有多久，
No matter how many years you have believed.
我们一定要做到一件事。
One thing we must do.
靠着我的肉体做不来。
Something that our flesh cannot do.
但只有靠着祷告。
But only through prayer.
神的灵住在我们里面。
The Spirit of God comes to dwell within us.
叫我们把神的话，主的话，就是圣经。
So that we can understand God's word, that's the scripture.
不光是明白神的话，并且用尽智慧，丰丰富富的藏在心里面。
But through the wisdom that you draw richly within our heart.
这怎么说呢？
How are we to express that?
因为主耶稣基督曾经告诉我们，
Because Jesus Christ told us himself,
我对你所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
My word is spirit, my word is life.
他在约翰福音十六章里面也说，
In the Gospel of John he said,
只等真理的圣灵来，
Wait until the spirit of truth comes.
他要带领你们明白进入真理，
He will lead you into all truth.
并且让你想起我曾经对你说过的话。
And also remind you of the word I have spoken to you.
弟兄姊妹，
My dear brothers and sisters,
尤其年轻的，
Especially the young people.
也许你到外面念大学了，
Maybe you are in college now.
你太忙，你都没有打电话回家。
You are so busy, you have no time to call home.
有一天如果你生病了，
One day, maybe you are sick.
你住在那个宿舍里面，
you are in the dormitory.
你里面会想起妈妈曾经跟你讲过的话，有没有？
Now you remember what your mom said.
你不会想别人的讲话，
you will not remember other people.
同样的，基督徒，一个基督徒的里面，
Within the heart of a Christians,
我们一定要靠着圣灵，
Through the work of the Holy Spirit,
丰丰富富的把主的话藏在里面。
We must store richly God's word within our heart.
圣灵会做一个工作。
So the Spirit can work through it.
借着这些话，让我们明白真理。
So through the words of the Scripture, we can come to understand the truth.
知道神的旨意。
So we can come to know His will.
明白神在教会，在弟兄姊妹，在天国，在他一切福音荣耀里面那极为荣耀的旨意。
So that we can understand the glorious ultimate purpose of God's will in our life.
我们今天在教会里面，
As we live in the church,
绝对不可以只有外面的活动，
Which is not just a lot of activities.
今天许许多多的教会都是外面的活动，
So many churches have so many activities.
前面也跳，后面也跳。
Dancing in the front and in the back.
左边也摇，右边也摆。
There's a lot of emotion in the church.
我没有说这些东西不好啊。
I'm not saying this is no good.
如果神感动你，你要举个手，有什么问题啊？
What's wrong with raising a hand if spirit move you?
但如果一个礼拜就是礼拜天到教会里面来跟着摆一摆。
But if that's all your experience with God,
弟兄姊妹，你没有办法明白神的旨意。
You will never understand God's word in your life.
要明白神的旨意。
To To understand God's will.
只有单单依靠基督的话。
You've got to depend on His words.
透过圣灵的启示和教导。
Through the revelation of the Holy Spirit.
在悟性当中，就是听得懂的话里面来明白，并且与里面的信心互相调和，有没有？圣经说，我们要将所听见的道，悟性听进去的，借着信心调和起来，就成入，就能够让我们进入真理。
So that your mind can understand the spirit of revelation, and you can go into truth.
如果你还记得，
if you remember,
在彼得前书第二章，
in the first Peter chapter two,
他说，
the Bible says,
你们要爱慕纯净的灵奶。
You must long for spiritual milk.
好像婴孩爱慕奶一样。
As a baby long for mom's breast milk.
这样就叫你渐渐长大。
So that you can grow.
明白你得着救恩的目的。
So that you can understand the purpose of your salvation.
看到救恩里面有目的的。
There's a purpose for your salvation.
神绝对不是借着耶稣基督死在十字架上就带我们到教会来又左摆又右跳的。
God did not save you to come to church to have an emotional relief.
神今天拯救我们。
God save us today.
叫我们能够行事为人对得起主。
So that we can live a life worthy of Him.
而且用他自己的话。
Also by His words.
照明我们心中的眼睛，
so that the eye of our heart will be enlightened.
我们才知道他召我们是有多大的指望。
So we know the purpose for which he called us.
他在我们中间的基业是何等的荣耀。
How glorious are the inheritance he has for us.
并且在所信的人心中所显的能力是何等的浩大。
Also the power that he has.
所以我刚才说，
That's why I mentioned before.
我可能要讲十次十二次。
You might maybe take 10 sermons, 12 sermons.
是成为一个系列。
You're going to be a series of sermons.
让你真真实实的借着主的话。
So you can truly through God's words.
不是我来这里教你一个方法。
Not I'm going to teach a way.
是我们与弟兄姊妹一同在主的话里面明白主的旨意是何等的扩长升高。
So that together we can understand through God's word the purpose of God's will.
所以我希望神许可我在他面前的心愿。
I pray God will fulfill my prayer.
今天只是一个开头。
This is the beginning.
将来我有各样各样的 topic.
There are still several topics I would like to cover.
所以求神赐力量。
May God give us strength.
弟兄姊妹也为着这件事情祷告。
I also ask you to pray.
将来你们也有自己的教会。
As you have your own church.
像刚才年轻的弟兄姐妹做见证一样。
Just like your young people testify.
你要恨一个人恨到多深，你才不传福音给他。
How much do you have to hate a person to not to share the gospel with?
所以。你们有自己教会能够把附近的人都带来，为最重要的一点。
As you have your church and begin to share with the people around you.
我们自己要明白神的旨意，是不是？
We must first understand God's will ourselves.
我们如果自己都不知道神的旨意，
If we do not know what God's will for us.
就是圣经说的，
What the Bible has teach.
瞎子领瞎子，
Will be just like the blind leading the blind.
都掉到坑里去。
Together where everybody fall into the ditch.
好，我们一头低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父，我们再次谢谢你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you again.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
再给我们有一年的日子。
Give us another new year.
让我们在这个里头。
So that within this year.
我们愿意学习你自己的旨意。
Come to learn about your will.
我们真是求智慧和启示的灵与我们同在。
We pray for the spirit of revelation and wisdom.
我们求神赐我们智慧。
God give us wisdom.
好叫我能够把你的话丰丰富富的藏在心里。
We can store your word richly within our heart.
借着你话语的权柄。
Through the power of your word.
借着圣灵的行作。
Through the work of the Holy Spirit.
坚强这个教会。
Strengthen this church.
所以我也在这里为着教会祷告。
I also pray for this church.
愿你刚强我们里面的人。
Strengthen our inner man.
叫我们真实知道主你的恩召有何等的指望。
So that we can know what you have called us for.
你的基业有何等的丰盛。
The glory of your inheritance.
并且你在信的人身上所显的能力是何等的浩大。
And the great power you're going to manifest through those who believe.
怜悯我们这个软弱的人。
Have mercy on us weak people.
让我们讲的听的都蒙圣灵的造就。
So all will be blessed by you.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好 I just start, okay? It's not the end. Some people are ready to stand up and leave.
Maybe I finished.
Sometimes the appetizer is too much, right? So now we are getting into the meal, the entry. 好，我们念下面这两段圣经啊，来。
神本圣一切的丰
盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面，
神的应许
不论
有
多
少
在
基
督
里都
是
是
的，所
以
借着
他
也都是实在的。
All the promise of God no matter how big in Jesus Christ are all yes.
看这里啊，
this, pay attention to the word.
哎，sorry. 神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面。
All the abundance of God are all manifest.In Jesus in bodily form.
一切的丰盛。
All the abundance of God.
第二个他说，神的应许不论有多少，在基督耶稣里面都是是的，都是阿们的。
Also in the second Corinthians, it says God's will, no matter what they are, they in all in Jesus Christ, they are all yes.
第一件事情。
The first part.
明白神的旨意。
To understand God's will.
这个方向是全然指向耶稣基督。
All these are within Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督在地上的时候，他说
：“When Jesus Christ was here among us, he said,
你们心里不要忧愁。
He said, Do not be anxious.
你们看见了我，就是看见了神。
When you see me, you see the Father.
我在他里面，他也在我里面。
I am in him, and he is in me.
这什么意思啊
？What does that mean?
如果 A 包含在 B 里面
，If A is contained within B,
B 又包含在 A 里面
，B also contains A.
A B 应该中间是一个什么关系啊
？What are the relationship between them?
A 就等于 B.
Say A equal B.
所以他说，神一切的丰盛，一切的应许，都在耶稣基督里面成为实在的，成为阿们，成为是的。
Everything that God is are in Jesus Christ in the bodily form.
所以神的旨意一定是在耶稣基督里面发表出来。
That's why the will of God will be manifest through Jesus Christ.
它不只是一个道理。
Not just a matter.
它是一个真理。
But a truth.
哎，道理跟真理怎么不一样啊？
What's the difference between principle and truth?
道理会改变的。
The principle might change.
今天世界上只有一本书，圣经没有变的。
There is only one book in the world that has not yet, that never changed.
其他科学的书、医学的书、文艺的书都要改变。
All the other books, the medical book, the science book, they all get updated.
所以要第一版、第二版、第三版。
That's why there is a first version, second version, third version.
真理就是永永远远、永永远远的存在。
But yet the truth is eternal.
保罗说
Paul said, "Paul tell us,
耶稣基督
Jesus Christ,
昨日今日直到永远不改变
Yesterday, today, tomorrow, he is always the same."
保罗又说
Paul also mentions,
改变的都是我
Everything change is within me.
但是在耶稣基督没有转动的影儿
But there is no shadow change in Jesus Christ.
所以保罗说
That's why Paul said,
我知道我所信的是谁
I know whom I believe.
我也深深知道他必保守我所交托他的一切
Also, I'm assured I did everything I entrust to him.
都成全直到那日
Will all be accomplished.
不得了的事情
This is something that's amazing.
神的旨意
God's will.
原先都是隐藏的，是不是
？It was hidden before time.
因为圣经说
，Because the Bible teaches,
隐秘的事属耶和华。
The hidden thing belongs to Jehovah God.
但当耶稣基督来的时候
，But after the coming of Jesus Christ,
他把神荣耀福音的旨意全然的表现出来。
He revealed the glorious message of the gospel.
神很有意思。
God is very meaningful.
就像父母对着小 baby 一样
Just as a parent to a baby.
因为圣经说
The Bible teaches,
自从造天地以来神的永能和神性是明明可知的
The Bible says that since the creation of the world God's will and his eternal purpose are plain to us.
有部分的旨意已经向我们阐明了
There are this general revelation that we already know.
还有一些
There are still something else.
仍然向我们隐藏着
It's still hidden to us.
但是一天一天的借着耶稣基督我们就能够明白
But day by day was revealed through Jesus Christ.
直到见面的那一天
Until the day that we see him.
今天我们因信得住在耶稣基督里面
Today by faith we come to live within Jesus Christ.
我们没有看到耶稣。
We have not seen him.
所以主耶稣告诉多马。
That's why Jesus told Thomas.
你因为看见了我才信。
Because you have seen me and you believe.
将来有千万的人没有看见就信了，有福了。
There are those who have not seen but yet believe.
当那一天来到的时候。
When that day comes.
耶稣基督把我们叫醒。
When we are awakened by Christ.
换上荣耀不能朽坏与他相似的身体
As we put on this imperishable eternal body,
我们就永远与他一同坐席
When we're going to be with him forever,
那一日不要再用信心了
After that day, no faith is needed,
因为我们要亲眼看到他为我们钉痕的手
Because we're going to see him face to face,
我们每一个人都在他面前下拜
All of us will bow down before him.
何等荣耀的日子
What a glorious day that will be.
启示录五章二到三节
In the book of Revelation chapter 5
我们请中文先念
我又看见
一位
大
力的
天
使
大
声
说
有
谁
可
以
展
开
那
书
卷
揭开
那七印
呢，
在天
上、
地上、地底
下，
没有能展
开
配
观
看那
书
卷
的，
我就
大
哭。长老中有一
位
对
我
说：“
不
要
哭，
看
哪，
犹大支派
的
狮
子，
大
卫
的根，他已经得胜，能以展开那书卷，揭开那七印。”
And I saw a mighty angel proclaiming in a loud voice.Who is worthy to break the seal and open the scroll? But no one in heaven or earth or under the earth could open the scroll or even look inside. I wept and wept because no one was found who are worthy to open the scroll or look inside. Then one of the elders said to me, Do not weep. See the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the ruler of David, has triumphed. He is able to open the scroll and his seven seals.
在神那里有一个书卷
There's a scroll There's a scroll
而且被七个印所保护
a scroll that was sealed by seven seals.
神的旨意看到没有？
God's will.
老约翰，
the old John，
他看到那个，但天使天上的那个大力的天使却对他说，
In his vision, he see a mighty angel proclaiming，
在天上、地上、地底下，没有一个人配展开那个书卷。
He said, Who is worthy to break the seal and open the scroll？
老约翰听到这句话以后，
After John heard the proclamations，
大哭啊！
He was weeping。
为什么？
Why？
因为神的旨意没有办法展开。
Because God's will was sealed。
他正在哭的时候，
As he was weeping，
有一个长老对他说，
An elder said to him，
不要哭。
Do not weep。
犹大支派的狮子，
See the lion of tribal Judah，
大卫的根，
The root of David，
我们的救主耶稣基督，
Our Savior Jesus Christ，
已经得胜。
Has triumphed。
记住哦，不是快要得胜，
Not he is going to triumph，
他已经得胜。
he has triumphed，
他配得展开那个书卷，揭开那个七印。
He is worthy to open the scroll and the seven seal。
感谢主，主你真是配。
Indeed we praise him, he is worthy。
愿荣耀全然归给他。
May all glory be to him。
真的，愿圣灵常常帮助我们。
Truly may God, Holy Spirit always help us。
定下心来，
so that we can decide，
我们可以读主的话，
we can read his words，
领受主的话，
we can accept his words，
把他的旨意摆在我们的心中，
so we can put his will within our heart，
好像宝贝一样，
as a treasure within，
你就会尝到大卫在诗篇十六篇说的，
so that you can experience what David has said in Psalm 16，
我常将他摆在我的右边，
I put him constantly on my side，
我就不致摇动。
So that I would never be shaken。
因此，
therefore，
我的心欢喜，
I'm ready to rejoice，
我的灵快乐，
I'm joyful，
我的肉身也都安然居住，
and I'm going to live in peace。
我常常讲一个字啊，
I often mention the words。
中文的怕怎么写的？
What is the fear in Chinese？
哦，怕就是一个心，对不对？旁边一个白，一个人为什么会怕？
In Chinese，
因为心里一片空白。来 ，I see how all good you are saying。
In Chinese character, the fear is an empty heart，empty in the heart to get the main fear。
所以记住。基督徒为什么走这条路走得歪歪曲曲？
Why we are always in detour on our path？
你可以在世界上非常有光荣，
You might be very accomplished in the world，
在公司里面很高的 position，
You might be in a high position in your company，
可是为什么你走主道路的时候，
As you come on this journey of the Lord，
却是撞撞跌跌摇摇摆摆，
But you are constantly stumbling？
记住，
Remember，
因为你的心里对着主的话是一片空白，
Because within your heart, there's emptiness。
所以我们要把主的话丰丰富富的藏在心里面。
That's why you must store God's word richly within。
绝对不会太迟，
Never too late。
今天就开始，
Starting today，
我们一起走这条路。
Let's walk on this path。
当有一天神的旨意清楚在你里面的时候，
As if God's will become clear to you，
你的信心就坚固，
Your faith will be strong，
你的心就喜乐，
Your heart will be joyful，
并且在路上你要安然居住，
You will live in peace。
刚刚过了12月31号， 1月1号，
We just passed the December 31st。
所有的人都是讲新年快乐，
Everybody talk about Happy New Year。
Are you sure？ 你敢这么说吗？今年一定比去年快乐吗？
Are you sure you're going to be happy this year？
举手。
Anybody sure？
如果你没有主的话，
You are without God's word。
你没有主应许的保证，
You don't have assurance of God's promise to you。
你不会保证你自己快乐的。
You cannot guarantee yourself to happiness.
所以我们要清楚一件事情。
That's one thing we have to be very clear.
一年又到了新的一年。
As we begin this new year.
我们不是又老了一岁。
We are 1 year older.
我们是离荣耀的日子更近了。
We are 1 year closer to the glorious day.
我们记住主的话。
Remember God's word.
有一天我们都要习了世上的劳苦。
One day we'll see the labor of the world.
睡觉了。
We will go to sleep.
有没有人睡觉会怕了？有没有
？Anybody who is afraid to go to sleep.
有没有每天睡觉一直哭的，很怕？有没有
？People are.
不会的。
No.
如果你知道你是睡觉了
，Because if you know you're going to sleep.
你很高兴去睡觉。
You will be happy.
为什么？因为你好累。
Because you are tired.
你睡着了
After the sleep,
早上闹钟叫的时候醒来了
When the alarm clock go off,
眼泪已经擦干了
your tears are dry,
体力已经恢复了
You are re-energized,
照样
In the same way,
我们都要进入身体的死亡
One day we will face the death of our body.
但主耶稣答应我们
Jesus promised us,
末次号角吹响的时候
when the home, the blow in the last day,
他要把我们叫醒
he will wake us up,
换上荣耀的身体
we will be transformed into a glorious body,
他答应我们
he promised,
那日
that day,
不再有死亡
there will be no more death,
悲哀
no more sorrow,
哭嚎
no more waiting,
疼痛
No more pain.
因为以前的事都过去了
Because all things are passed away.
因为一切都已经更新了
Because everything has become new.
所以我们每次在大家都 Happy New Year 基督徒应该是一个 Happy New Day 的 person
For Christian we should be a Happy New Day
我们不能只说新年快乐我们应该说每一天都是蒙恩都要喜乐
For us every day is a blessed day
每一天都预表着主耶稣基督应许的实在
Because every day reveals the truth of God's promise to us
所以弟兄姊妹
Therefore brothers and sisters
刚刚举手的、哦、有年轻的有年纪大的感谢主如果今天我们在主里面
As we are living in God
我就敢说一件事
I'm there to say one thing
主啊你的恩典够用
Lord your grace is sufficient for us
在每天的生活里面
As we live our life,
带领我们走前面的路
you will lead us through,
叫我们心里没有害怕
so that we have no fear,
叫我们常常求你的国
that we will seek your kingdom,
还有你的义
we will seek your will,
我们就在这条道路上面心欢喜灵快乐肉身也安然居住
so that our spirit will be full of joy as we live in peace
好我们继续再看几处的圣经
Let's continue to read the scripture
诗篇103篇第七节来
他主播是知道他的法则
叫以色列人晓得他的作为神既在古时借着众先知
多次
多方的晓谕列祖就
在
这
末
世借着他
的儿子
晓谕我们
Past, God has talked to us, revealed himself through the prophet. In this last later time, he has spoken to us through his sons.
摩西
Moses,
以色列人的领袖
the leader of the Jews.
当神把摩西招来分别出来的时候
when God called Moses out,
神告诉了他神自己的法则就是他的旨意
God told him his way That's his word
所以摩西才在神旨意的里面去带领以色列人
That's why Moses is able to lead Israelite in the way of God
他引导以色列人不是靠着他自己的聪明智慧
He's leading the Israelite, not by his own wisdom.
所以他把带领以色列人都是按照神的旨意。
He lead them according to what God has revealed to him.
好像圣经说
Just Just like the Bible says.
或左或右，总行在正路上。
Whether left or right, he stayed in the path.
正如牧羊人带着羊群。
As a shepherd leading the sheep.
到青草地上，到溪水旁。
Lead them to the green pasture and still water.
叫这个羊因着青草，因着溪水。 叫一个基督徒，叫一个人，因着神话语的喂养而得到真实的饱足。
So indeed, the sheep, the Christian, can be nurtured by God.
记住，神的旨意始终如一。
Remember, God's word is always the same.
所以没有说很多的旨意。
God had not many words.
我们最喜欢问神在这里的旨意是怎么样，在那里的旨意是怎么样。
Very often we like to ask, what's God's will in this thing? What's God's will in the other thing?
每一次福音营聚会的时候,
Very often in a Christian retreat,
我看有些人在这边祷告, 有些人在那边祷告,
I see there are people praying,
在这边祷告说主啊, 希望你weekend大好天气, 这样子大家都会来。
Once I pray that God give us good weather so people will come.
在这一边的人呢, 主啊，希望那天下雨，
Maybe we should have a raining day.
这样子他们就不会去大西洋城，
so they will not be going to Atlantic City.
他们就会来听福音。
They have to come to the church.
要是我是神啊，
If I'm God,
我一定从天上跳下来。
I don't know what to do.
因为我不知道怎么回答了。
How am I going to answer them?
今天什么意思？ 不是叫神听我的话。
Today is not for God to listen to us.
乃是因为明白了神的旨意， 我们这个人可以顺服下去。
That we should come to know God's word so that we can submit to him.
或晴天或雨天，
Whether the sunny day or rainy day.
神说，
God said,
他愿意万人得救， 不愿意一人沉沦。
God wants everyone to be saved.
这是神的旨意。
This is the will of God.
天气怎么样，那都是次要的。所以我们每次传福音的时候，不管天气怎么样，
That's why as we share the gospel, it's independent of the weather.
在我们的里面要有一个主的旨意。
Within us, we must know God's will.
因为每一个都是神所喜悦的。
Because everyone is loved by God.
时间的问题，我最后再讲一些神的旨意。 在我个人身上有什么样的关联？
Lastly, I want to share some personal experience about God's will in my life.
对不起，不是个人的经历， 是在我们个人身上。
Everyone individual's experience.
今天人家都找不到工作，
A lot of people are unemployed.
你一下拿了三个 offer，
Then you receive three offers.
这下要选择了，对不对啊？
Now you have to choose.
到底神要叫我去哪一个工作的地方上班？
Now which job is God's will for me?
要买房子的。
I'm going to buy a house.
一个下午看了20个房子。
I saw 20 different house.
都不喜欢。
I don't like none of them.
结果明天早上看了两个都喜欢。
Next day I saw two and I like them both.
到底应该买哪一个？
Which one should I purchase?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
My dear brothers and sisters,
如果我们把神的旨意都摆在买哪一张股票，买哪一个房子，找哪一个工作，我们真的是低估了神在我们身上丰富的盼望。
If you, God's will for you is to decide which stock to buy or which house to purchase, you have really underestimated God's will in your life.
但他确实告诉我们，
But indeed, God tell us,
把你心里所要的告诉神，
tell him all your needs.
他赐出人意外的平安，就在耶稣基督里面保守你的心怀意念。
His peace that surpasses understanding will dwell within your heart.
但不管怎么样，
No matter what,
他前面还有一句话，
There's another word before that.
你们要喜乐，
Be joyful.
我再说，你们要喜乐。
Again, I tell you, be joyful.
在喜乐的源头上面，
Because within that joy,
把你心里所要的告诉神。
Then tell God everything that you need.
他赐出人意外的平安，就保守你的心怀意念。
His The peace that surpasses understanding will dwell within your heart.
注意哦。
Remember.
基督徒不是嘴巴讲讲而已哦。
Christian is not just words.
基督徒不是在家里烧烧菜请人家来吃饭而已。
Christian is not just we entertain our guests.
满足的心田。
A contented heart.
无愧的良心。
A clean heart.
造成了里面的喜乐。
That is the source of your joy.
基督徒最大的见证是什么？
The best testimony we can do here.
就是你有一个喜乐的心，你是一个喜乐的人。
Is that you are a joyful person?
所以，圣经说。
That's why the Bible says.
常常喜乐。
Joy, be joyful always.
不住的祷告。
Continue praying.
凡事谢恩，下面说什么？这是神在耶稣基督里面向你们所定的旨意。
Because that is the will of God in your life in Jesus Christ.
懂意思咯？
Do you understand?
你叫我去圣经上翻一个，说哪到底买这条街上的房子，还是买三个 bedroom， 还是五个 bedroom？ 圣经没有讲这些东西。
But the Bible did not tell you which three bedroom or two bedroom to buy.
但不管你面对什么情况
，As you face any decisions，
太太可以帮助先生，先生也可以帮助太太，也可以帮助小孩。如果没有喜乐的心
，The wife and husband can help each other， but without the joy，
什么都免谈。
There's not much to say.
Without 没有一个喜乐感恩的心
，Without a joyful and thankful heart，
我们的祷告出不了这个天花板。
Our prayer will barely pass the ceiling.
常常喜乐
，Be joyful always.
不住的祷告
，Constantly praying.
凡事谢恩
，Give thanks in all.
这是神在耶稣基督里面向我们所定的旨意。
That is God's will in Jesus Christ for you.
好，第二个旨意
，And second will of God.
尽心尽性尽意爱主你的神，并且爱人如己。
To love your God with all your heart, your mind, your soul, and love yourself.
注意。
Remember.
命令的总纲就是爱。
The summary of commandment is love.
一个爱把主耶稣基督一切的福音全部都总结了。
Love one word summarize the totality of God's commands.
爱是从清洁的心。
Love that comes from a pure heart.
无愧的良心。
A guiltless heart.
还有无为的信心所显明出来的。
Also a faithful heart.
所以不是说常常要祷告，到底要做这个决定还是那个决定，倒要像圣经箴言所说的。
That's why you are constantly praying, not because you want to make that decision or this decision, but
求主保守我们的心
，but to pray that God will guard our heart
胜于一切
，beyond everything else。
因为一生的果效是从心里发出来的。
Because everything in life.Somehow of the heart.
懂意思了？
Do you understand that?
你要有一个因着耶稣基督里面所充满的信心。
You must have a heart that is filled with faith of Jesus Christ.
你要有一个求神每天保守的心。
You must have a heart that asks God for protection.
别人都在忧虑的时候，主的话可以到你里面。
As everybody is anxious, God's word can dwell within your heart.
忧什么？愁什么
？Why are you worried?
你当先求他的国和他的义。
He said to seek him first and his righteousness.
这些东西都要加给你。
Everything else will be given to you.
最后
，Lastly，
我们活在神的面前。
As we live.Before God.
我们要知道神天天看着我们。
We must know His eye is constantly on us.
为什么我知道
？Why do I know that?
因为圣灵常将主的话在我里面翻滚。
Because the Spirit revealed God's word within my heart.
主的话一来，我就知道主与我同在。
When God's word comes, I know He is with me.
不然圣经上怎么说？当主耶和华的话稀少的时候，人就放肆。
Because when the words of God cease, people are wanting.
所以记住。
That's why we must remember.
我们一定要有主的话常常在我们里面做主，安慰我们，保护我们。
That's why we need God's word in our heart to guide us, to lead us.
主的话就是他的旨意。
Because His word is His will.
主的话就是圣经所启示我们的话。
His word is what is revealed in the Bible.
愿主的话继续与我们同在。
And God's word continue to be drawn within us.
圣经告诉我们。
The Bible teaches us.
我的民饥饿不是因为没有饼。
My people are hungry not from lack of food.
我的民饥渴不是因为没有水。
They are thirst not because of no water.
我的民又饥又渴。
They are thirst and they are hungry.
因为他们缺少耶和华的话。
Because they have no words from the Lord.
愿主的话丰丰富富的与我们同在。
May God's word be with us abundantly.
愿主话语的权柄丰满的管理着教会。
May His word abundantly reign over this church.
愿主的话保守我们的心怀意念。
May His word guard over our hearts.
叫我们常常喜乐、祷告、感恩。
That we will constantly pray and full of joy.
让我们有一天可以更多的真知道他。
That we indeed will come to know Him better.
把荣耀归给神。
Glory be to Him.
愿神也听我们的祷告。
God also hear our prayer.
好，我们祷告，谢谢主。主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Dear Jesus Christ, we thank you.
我们所交通不足的地方，求你添加。
Whatever we have lacked, we ask you to supply.
有一件事我们知道。
One thing that we know.
神的旨意就是指着你所说的。
Your word is what you say.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
你继续保守我们的心。祝福我们在你面前的心愿，让我们更多的认识你。谢谢主，奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。